This is Dr. Muhammad Yusuf, one of the few in Madaya. Today he was treating this child who hasn't eaten for a week.
I'm sorry to ask this, but I haven't eaten for 3 days, he says. Could you give me some food?
UNICEF says 7.5 million children are affected by 4 years of conflict.
I'm Ayumi, and, well, ever since the war really started and protests really started, my mother in particular has been going to them, and she's often brought us along. And as I've gotten older, I've realised more and more about the awfulness of the situation. People are talking about it like it's something totally unexpected. It's not. The wars have been allowed to go on for so long. In 2013, we were protesting against using hunger as a weapon in Syria. And now it's happening again.
Let me be clear. The use of starvation as a weapon of war is a war crime.
I'm Mutasim. I'm from Syria. I came around 20 months ago. I came from Syria because of the conflict there. Today I met a man and he said, who you support, Al-Assad or ISIL or... And I said, I support Syrian children. But he didn't accept that answer. And I was shocked. Like, why not? Why Syrian children, we can't stand with them? They are starving. They are killed every day. They are killed by their regime, by their government. They are killed by ISIL. They are killed by barrel bombs. They are killed by airstrike. They are killed when we left them in dictator's school. They are killed when we left them in terrorist school. They are killed when we left them with no school, in camps and in refugee countries. And finally, Jordan stopped their border or closed their border. Turkey, they said we need a visa. Lebanon, it's very full. And Europe is complaining. And the rest of countries is the same. What's their fault? What's their fault? Syrian children killed every day.
The Secretary General will make some remarks and then have time for some questions.
The people we have encountered want answers. Who cares our lives? Where is the international community? Who will speak for us?
So Michael Ahansari, working with the Irish Syria Solidarity Movement. The BreakTheSieges.org campaign, I think, is great for us. It gives us material that we can use to get across to the people on the street like we're doing today. I think without that, we wouldn't be able to get out there and reach people. Hopefully, this initiative today will get people to go onto that website and sign the petition. A critical piece of information, I think, is the fact that Madaya is not regarded by the UN as a besieged town. And that says an awful lot. The fact that so many people can starve to death in an area that's regarded by the UN as hard to reach, but not regarded as a besieged town, says so much about the criteria that the UN is using. So, according to the UN, there are 400,000 people besieged. In fact, there are 1 million people who are besieged. And that in itself speaks volumes about what the UN is doing in Syria.
Assad has used food as a weapon of war for the last number of years. What has put focus on Madaya?
I don't know.
You know, given that this has been going on.
I'm baffled. It's been going on for so long. I mean, it's been in the media for a long time. I was looking back to see when I could see the earliest reporting of it. It was back in 2013. It was well known that Assad was using it. And it was reported internationally. And I don't understand why it took so long for the Irish media to accept it. Although, okay, it has to be said that it's an international story now, and it seems as if the Irish media just follows suit rather than seeing this as a, you know, for what it is, a humanitarian crisis, and an inflicted humanitarian crisis by the Assad regime.